You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You go first with odds and ends today because I want to hear about your million-dollar scheme.
Yeah, I guess this is a million-dollar scheme. This is apparently a big deal here. Polis was out talking yesterday. Colorado is giving away five $1 million cash prizes to residents who've received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And, of course, they had to plaster a cutesy marketing tagline on this, Dom. It's the Colorado Comeback Cash Program. Colorado residents 18 and up who've received at least one dose of the vaccine are eligible. And then the younger folks, 12 through 17, they're going to be eligible for a scholarship prize, which there's going to be some more information this week, I guess, coming out about that. You don't need to register for the drawing. If you've received the vaccine, you're automatically entered because you are in a database. Beep, boop, bop, boop, bop. It's the immunization information system or something like that, whatever.
Okay.
So there's going to be five people drawn. The first one's June 4th. And then the 11th, the 18th, the 25th, and July 7th. So I guess if you're randomly picked because you got a shot, they're going to give you $1 million, one lump sum. It is taxable income. But then, hey, you got some cash because you got a shot.
Well, we were talking yesterday about how various states are doing this, and they do show that it is an incentive. The numbers of people who go and get jabbed do go up.
So they say a little more than 2.5 million people here in Colorado have received at least one dose. So that puts your odds of winning the drawing at about 1 in 500,000. So it's decent odds. It comes from the Federal CARES Act funding. That's where they're pulling the money from. So wasn't that for unemployment?
I don't remember.
I'd have to do
some
research.
If you look at the fine print, though, the way they're doing it is kind of cheesy, though, because you don't get the million at once. You get $100 a year for 10,000 years.
Oh, is that how they're doing it? No.
So, good luck.
It's generational wealth is what it is. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I guess I'm entered. I don't know. Our odds went up because Nick Nack's entered, too, I guess.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm pulling for you.
Unless I win, then I'm going to feel great about it.
Yeah, sure. And of course, you've already made it clear you will not quit your job if you win the $1 million.
Absolutely not. I'll keep coming in. Keep punching.
Just come
the
in
clock.
In style, right? I'll really pimp your
really
America's
nice pants.
Pickup.
Yeah, really nice pants and a new pickup.
All right.
What's going on in your world?
We live in a place with critters, and some of those critters are fun to have around, some are not. And our latest thing is we are being overrun on our property with chipmunks. And you wouldn't think it's that big of a deal, but they're burrowing. And we had voles. We have a combination of voles and chipmunks.
Boy, it's a little rodent party at your house, isn't it?
Man, I'll tell you, and the chipmunks are cute as hell, but I see them out on my front patio, and I'm like, get out of
here.
They are
cute.
They're running through all the flower beds and stuff like that.
Like, if you're going to have a pest problem, that's the one you want.
Well,
with
you would
their
think,
cute little puffy cheeks.
They most definitely do damage, and so that's the thing. And so I was talking to Gretchen about it, and she goes, well, you know what the answer is, don't you? And I go, yeah, call the exterminator guys. She goes, no. She goes, all you got to do is walk out into those woods behind our house where all of those large black snakes are hanging out.
Oh.
She goes, grab a few of those and come put them in the...
Yeah, drag them in there.
Put them into the garden beds in front of the house. She wants me to lure some of these snakes. They're known as rat snakes. Look them up online if you want to get a picture of them. And they can get fairly large. And she goes, they'll eat like 5 chipmunks a day, man.
Really?
That's what she said.
Oh.
So I had to respectfully decline that offer. I'm like, no, I'm not wanting
snakes
in my front garden either.
Grabbing them by the tail and pulling them in. Or is there like a flute or something you can play?
No doubt.
Bring them in. Oh, that's funny, but sad, but the circle of life.
Yes, exactly.
But they're chipmunks. Leave them alone.
No, they do damage.
No,
you don't want
train
those.
Them not... to do tricks and stuff.
This is not like the cartoon chipmunks that you sing. You know, see that they sing. You know, the Christmas time song or what else. This is not Alvin who's out there.
Oh man,
this like... is. Alvin's.
So what are they doing as far as damage? Just little holes? Is that the main
that
thing?
Yeah, and they eat. You just don't want them right there next to your house. Out in the woods,
so be it.
Live long and prosper. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But now they've started hanging out around our house, and they can't. But I don't
couldn't do it. I couldn't
want
do it.
The snakes.
No, you do
either.
Not.
So we've seen a couple of them just about a block away that are good four-footers, and...
They have like four or five lumps in the middle of them.
And as a matter of fact, I have seen some with lumps.
Chipmunks.
I'm not kidding. So they're finding something to chew on out there.
Oh, poor little buddies.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.